Biden was the actual winner. The Trump campaign has yet to achieve a significant legal victory in any court that would reverse the results in any state.
Fox's John Decker in Washington. A Chinese probe has taken off from the moon's surface, now heading back to Earth with lunar samples gathered since its landing on Tuesday. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have showers coming back into our forecast, but not right away. I think today is a dry day and also a milder day with a high temperature in the upper 50s to around 60. Tonight, if you have evening plans, I think you're all right, but the chance of showers returns in the overnight hours and at least through the morning and midday hours on Friday, showers are likely. Low tonight, 50. Tomorrow's high, 61. So we are getting a little milder. That's good news. And we have a storm-free weekend forecast. Lots of cool sunshine with highs in the 50s and lows in the 30s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Not a day goes by that we don't think about how blessed we are to have the great friends and customers that we do. You are why it's a privilege to come to work every day, and we thought it was important to tell you that. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Montgomery cold case death of 16-year-old Jalen Saunders in January of 2019 has now been solved. Montgomery County District Attorney Daryl Bailey announced two people have been charged with murder in the case. Statewide COVID-19 hospitalizations are now over 1,800, the highest they've been since the pandemic started. State health officials say confirmed cases have now topped 213,000. More than 33,000 cases were confirmed in the last 2 weeks. And nearly 50% of Alabama's CARES Act funding has not been distributed. State officials say that with less than 30 days to the deadline, 48% of the money is unused. The money will be distributed to programs covering small business relief, education, mental health, and other needs. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Jessica Pig here with Pig Enterprises. Blue Water Broadcasting has been a major part of our continued growth, connecting us with the right customer base at the right time, helping us to get you behind the wheel of quality pre-owned vehicles for the past 20 years. If you're looking to maximize your advertising potential, Pig Enterprises believes you'll get a squeal of a deal from Blue Water Broadcasting.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Don't miss out on a chance to win great prizes. It's the 12 Days of Dixie Holiday Giveaway. Learn more at facebook.com/Dixie Electric Plumbing Air.
Number 15033.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414.
That's 241-6414.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday. See a law enforcement officer. Give them a big thumbs up. Also, it's TGIF Eve, if, in case you didn't know. Good football this weekend. Have Auburn playing Texas A&M, Alabama playing LSU. Alabama's the nighttime game. I think the Auburn game is a real early game. okay, getting close to Christmas, have that special someone. What do I get them? What do I get them? Well, I tell you what you do. Josh and Leslie at Dillon Wings, they can get things done for you. And Josh is super duper creative. You want a special piece of jewelry made for that special person. Say you've got some older jewelry and you want to recreate it into something, add some new stones to it and things. Old jewelry has an old story, and that may not be a very good story. New jewelry has new story, and the story comes from you can help Josh tell them about that special person, and he can create that perfect gift for her. And it creates a new story. Let me tell you something. Someone's eyes will light up when you say, tell them the story of you going to Dillon Wings and getting Josh to create something just for them. Folks, any woman will tell you that they love that. And you can only get that done really at Dillon Wings. 119 Brown Swings Road, coming down from AUM, is on your right-hand side right before you get to the Atlanta Highway. But I would suggest you give them a call. 334-215-3669. You know, Josh is an actual jeweler. He repairs jewelry, so maybe you have some things that need to be repaired. Don't take it somewhere else. Take it to him. It's going to end up with him anyhow. But if you can set up a time, he will take that time out and work with you. He can talk to you, find out what you've got, what you're shooting for, what you like. What's the story you want to tell with your jewelry? Give a gift that tells a new story from Dillon Wings. Let's go to the phones and go to East. East, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hello. Hey, how you doing? Okay, so it's Bones, is it?
Oh, man. I'm never going to live this down. Yeah, it was Bones.
Okay, we won't dig those up. Well, look.
On them.
Yeah. Hey, I've been hearing this news report all day that Alabama has not spent 48% of their COVID rescue money from the federal government. And I would like to, I've kind of got a theory about this, but I'd kind of like to know your take on it. Why is it that we've got over $1 billion that we've only spent half of? What's the deal?
That's a great question. I tell you, in talking to some legislators, and you guys know I'm kind of plugged into people that are pretty involved in the finance side on both the Senate and the House. Right now, believe it or not, the state of Alabama is doing, on a fiscal basis, is doing great. We haven't been in this good fiscal shape in a long time.
Right.
And part of it is because of that. And so they're kind of holding on to the money when to do it when they need it. Right now, they don't need the money.
Right. And this is the impression that I get, is that small businesses and people that need the money can apply for it, and they're simply not. I mean, I've done stuff like that. I'm doing okay. I mean, there might be somebody that needs it, so I'm not going to apply for it. And I would hate for people to get the idea that, you know, like a lot of government budgeting, you know, that if we don't spend the money, we won't get any more next time.
Yeah.
Do you think some of that might be going on?
Well, I think it's a little bit different that there's a bank full of money that's supposed to be going out in stimulus for businesses. I think that's I don't think that's correct. What it is, there's a lot of money for recovery because of loss, because of COVID.
Right.
We have an interesting structure in Alabama of our healthcare system because we're so hospital-centrist. The hospitals are not hurting like in other places that
right.
are total private hospital versus university hospitals. So we have a better underpinning in Alabama. I noticed that when I was up at UAB getting my surgery and talking to folks up there. They're doing really well up at UAB, really
yep.
well.
Well, Alabama manages things well, and I just think it's interesting that they're reporting this with 48%, you know, is left over, and it has a sort of foreboding, like if we don't use it, we're going to lose
yeah.
it. And I just wanted to get a perspective on it because this is, you know, until the last day or so, I really didn't think that much about it. it's not that I want my share, but there are people that need it. I hope they get it. And, you know, I mean, that's...
Well, if you're talking the business side of things, the new stimulus package hopefully will solve that. And I understand, and if it gets close, I'll have Mo Brooks or somebody on to talk about it. But right now what they're talking about, the new stimulus package, is if you have lost 25% of your revenues, then you can apply for stimulus if you're still open, and they'll make you whole. But they're not going to take somebody who has not had a loss and give them money. That was a mistake last time. A lot of people took advantage of that. There were people who had a downturn in some revenues, but it was not that much, and they got a pot full of money, a pot full of money.
Yeah, and that bothers me, and it also bothers me that there are small businesses that are closing. I mean, I've heard about people, hey, you know, we're closing. Go ahead and get what you need because this is our last Christmas and all this kind of stuff. But Walmart's up 80%. Amazon's up 100%. I mean, and I don't grudge them that if they have a better product, but what about our mom and pops out here, you know?
Yeah, if I would have been in the governor's office, I would have put together a group of people to help small businesses fill out the paperwork for application for these loans. There was so much disinformation, so much bad information. I'm a pretty smart guy. But my bank said, you need to get this, this, and this in. I got it in, and then they said, oh, it's too late. Now, I went in and I called the president of the bank and said, look, I've been banking with you guys for a lot of years, almost 40, 30 years. And this isn't the way you treat a customer. The other thing that they did, you remember when all the banks had closed their lobbies and the people were working at home? Well, they went in and got stimulus money. And so they were saying, well, we're closing our offices. We have all these people, and we're going to have to lay off if we don't get stimulus money. The bank has had record years.
Sure.
And so they're trying to avoid that from happening again. I think the banks did a really bad job of misrepresenting some things.
That might be why a lot of us are sliding into credit unions and staying there. I don't know if I'll ever use a bank again.
I will not use a big name bank.
No.
I try to steer my clients away from that, particularly when they complain. I'll give you an example. I had a client, and I would send them money every month.
Yep.
Well, he would say, you know, I want my money on the 20th of the month. Well, we would send it where it hit the account on the 20th of the month. But if it was a Friday, he would not see that money until Tuesday. If it was a Thursday, he would see it on Monday. If it was Wednesday, he'd be lucky if he saw it on Friday, but normally Monday. They would keep it as a float.
And like it's still 1915 or something.
Yeah, well, and see, they get to add those as money on hand, and so they can go to the Fed window and borrow that money for zero.
Right.
And so that's a money-making situation for them. So I said, look, if you want your money on time, I really suggest that. I can move it up, but it's your bank is taking advantage of you.
Yes, yes. And that kind of stuff's got to stop. You know, it's kind of like It's a Wonderful Life. You know, they got the old guy in the wheelchair, and you know, he's going to come in and buy everybody's loan.
Yeah.
So, well, Daniel, I appreciate you, sir. Keep doing what you're doing. We're listening.
You have a great day. Thanks. Red Top, what happened to you, my man?
I'm back. I had to get a big paint job. Somebody just laid a big one on me that's going to take me about 6 weeks inside by Huntington, and it's wonderful.
Good.
I'm humbled by how much these people trust me and let me do things, but I do a good job.
How many weeks?
It's going to take me 6 weeks, man. This damn thing is dark gray, and we're going to be painted light beige.
Well, you must be on Bankhead or Thomas.
It's not too far from there.
Southview.
It's close. It's more close to the Standard Club, and the house didn't look that big from the street, but it's one of those that is long and narrow.
Midfield, okay.
It goes way back. Yeah, I've done a few in Midfield, too. That's a bizarre situation.
It is.
And Dan, I want to become one of your customers, too. So all I got to do is call you up and tell you what day I want you to send me my money.
I can do that for you if you have the money. If you have the money.
That just sounds great. Joey, we both need to be here. I'll take my check on the first of the month, okay? And I'm sure Paula Reed's chin was dragging the ground yesterday.
Oh, man. I tell you what. Of all the reporters out there, she bugs me more. She's at the top of my list. At the top of my list.
She's stating absolutes constantly that do not exist.
Exactly. She'll say there's no proof and accuse Trump of stuff, but then she'll say something she has no proof of.
Yeah, I mean, who in the hell does she think she is? I mean, she is judge, jury, everything. And, you know, I'm just so sick of her. But she is just a chin. What else can we say?
Yep.
She's our new Pinocchio for this century, I guess. And I missed on. Have a speech last night, did y'all?
You're talking about Donald Trump's 46-minute speech?
Yes. Was it announced ahead of time?
No, it was just, what they did is they put it up on Twitter.
Oh, so it was not on the major networks?
No.
Oh.
Now, actually, and I'll tell you something, and if you heard it in Paula Reed, they were a little pissed off that they didn't get to watch him do the speech.
Right.
And... But it's okay for Biden to go do a speech that they don't watch, but it's not okay for Donald Trump.
Wow, so no majors picked it up, and what do you...
Well, they weren't going to pick it up anyhow.
You weren't going to pick it up anyway?
Yeah, they're not going to play anything Donald Trump says.
This is out of control with the press, I mean.
Well, what it was is a 46-minute diatribe on how the election was stolen.
They would have lost a lot of money, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, anyway, you guys have a great day, and I'm looking forward to if you have any more Donald Trump custody. I'd love to hear him because it sounded like a revolutionary speech. That's all I got.
Well,
I'm glad he did it.
I listened to it. The problem is if I cut a piece of it, it wouldn't have made sense. And what I'm waiting for is the report to happen where people can talk about it so we can talk about what they're talking about. So we'll probably see it tonight and tomorrow.
Good deal, guys. Okay. Y'all be good. Roll Tide, go Trump.
Ta-ta. Let me go to the phones and go to Charles. Charles, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. How you doing today?
I'm good. And you?
Doing all right. Doing all right. I want to tell you, back when they were telling how bad the COVID was, my wife, you know, she has heart disease. She can get pneumonia at the drop of a hat. One year, she had it 3 times in a row. My daughter's type 1 diabetic. If you just breathe on her too heavy, whatever you got, she catches and seems to get a lot sicker because of being type 1 diabetic. I applied 2 different times, been in business for 18 years, have my taxes for all those years. I applied 2 different times to get small business help. And I'm going to tell you, everybody that I spoke to...
They didn't know what they were doing.
No. I did not get no kind of help. Now, I did, in their defense, I did talk to the head labor guy. I forget his name, Steve something another. But I did get the PUA because we were at home for about four and a half months. My phone did not ring. And I do the same thing as the other gentleman you're speaking to. I do remodeling and painting and carpentry. And my phone, you know, because it hit everybody hard. Everybody's like, you know, oh, my God. And they were making out like, if you breathe the air, you're going to die and this, that, and other. So, you know, I stayed at home like I think I told you before you and I talked on the phone. And my yard looked pretty, you know. I was doing yard work every day. But they make out like they gave all these small businesses help. And I'm sorry, sir. But if they did, they henpicked them. who they were.
Yeah, let me tell you, what the people that got it were people who had professional advice to how to do it, and they had accountants and people like that. And the banks didn't know what they were doing. So if you were a big domo player at a bank, you got the service, and they got your application, and they rushed it through. If you were just a little player, they didn't do squat because they had the bozo unit working on those guys.
Yeah, well, they said listen to the government, and they're like, we're going to help our citizens. We're going to help the little people, and this, that, and other. Here I am sitting at home with my family, and my phone's not ringing for work because people don't know what to know about the COVID. They don't know what's going on. And I'm sitting at home and no money coming in. And here you are. I mean, and they're making out like on the news, we're going to help you. You're going to get help. You know, all our American citizens are going to be fine. Small businesses are going to. And here you got Planned Parenthood that's got millions upon millions upon millions of dollars they got and have to give back. I mean, it just blows my mind.
That was what the problem. Again, if I was in the governor's office, knowing what I know about business, I knew that Charles and others wouldn't have the resources to go in and get the application done, because you don't have a group of accountants and lawyers and things like that. And if you think about this on a government basis, the state of Alabama wanted Charles to have the money. Because when Charles had the money, Charles was going to spend it in, wait on it, Alabama. But
right. That's
the difference of the Guy Hunt administration way of thinking about things and the Kay Ivey administration way of thinking about things. And Mnuchin in the group, I was on the conference call with my company that Mnuchin did this, where he talked about what it's going to be. So I was one of the first people who knew about it in Alabama, actually. Had actually been briefed on it. But Mnuchin assumed that the bankers knew what they were doing. The problem is, in our level of banking in Alabama, unless you're a big major domo guy and you're going to Service First that has big, good players from the banking business, you're lost. If you're dealing with Regions and somebody like that, you didn't get squat. Because the person who told you didn't know about squat.
I filled out an application that they sent to me or emailed to me and never heard anything.
Yeah, and if you think about the timeline, you got that application way late in the process. You were probably 3 or 4 weeks into it. And
right. And
that was part of the problem. You and I were on the late end of things. Sterling Bank did not know what to do. They did not. They closed the bank. They had their office over in Columbus, Georgia, that was handling this. Everybody was handling it. Was working from home. They didn't know what they were doing, and it just took them too long to respond. Everything had already been done, and the pipe had been jammed up. That's why I went in and talked to them, because I mean, I've been a longtime big customer of theirs.
Yeah, it just blows my mind. And then my one last point to you. You know, I heard you telling a gentleman earlier that we'll probably see some meat on the bones with all this corruption with the election and things like that.
No, that was on Durham.
Oh, Durham.
Not on the election.
I just don't see it, my friend, because it's been 12 years of serious, serious corruption that we've all seen with all the stuff with Stroke and Comey and Hillary Clinton, and I don't think we'll ever see. And it's like I told Joey the other day, they're going to take this election stuff, and what they're going to do is they're going to make it look like it appears that they're going to change the way our elections are held. Everything was fine in our elections. I mean, everything has been fine in our elections until they changed the rules this year.
So, elections are different than Durham. And I'm not sure what you're referring to 12 years. That take you back to 2008.
Well, I'm talking about all the corruptions of, like, well, you know, starting with Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation, and where they were supposed to have built X amount of houses in Haiti and didn't, and stuff like that. You know, it goes way back. It probably goes more years than that. I'm just saying, it seems that everything, like I told Joey, that it seems like what really happens is it ends up getting swept off.
Well, we'll see in the fullness of time. If that's the case, I'd be very, very disappointed. Charles, I got to fly. You have a great day.
All right, you too, sir.
Break. We're late. Come be back. Rounding the corner to the bottom of the hour in the Dan Mora Show on a Thursday, final hour. Want to get your shots in? Well, you better call.
Listening to the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. If you've been around Montgomery as long as I have, you may recall calling Bernie for all your typewriter needs. Well, we've evolved past typewriters, even though our experienced techs can still fix them. Bernie's now a member of the Xerox Business Solution with offices throughout the Southeast. Bernie is more than just a local copier company you have trusted for over 55 years. We have become specialists in remote worker, learning transition technology, and digital marketing campaigns. Did you know that Xerox provides managed IT services? With over 30 years of nationwide experience delivering industry-leading IT services, we are poised to help your organization get the most value from your technology investment. Whether your focus is printing systems, local network support, or leveraging the power of the cloud, Xerox has the resources and know-how to get your organization on the cutting edge. Give us a call at 271-4750 or on my cell at 201-0199.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Christmas comes a little early this year thanks to the folks at the Health and Wealth Show. Saturday afternoon, December 5th, from 1 until 3, David Ernest and his merry minions will be live in front of Anytime Fitness, 8125 Decker Lane. Santa will be there. Elvis will be there.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you very much.
Well, he's here now. So you better be there. We'll have a lot of Yuletide fun, and it's all absolutely free. Elvis, you got anything else?
Merry Christmas, man.
You little mink.
Don't forget, Saturday, December 5th, from 1 until 3 in the afternoon. It's an early Christmas celebration from the folks at the Health and Wealth Show. If you need more information about the event or if you need some really good financial advice, call David Ernest, 279-7431. Sponsored by Ernest Financial, LLC.
Oh, Cripple Tree. Oh, Cripple Tree.
Save it for the event, Elvis.
All right, man.
This is C.C. Cole with Cole Plumbing. All of us at Cole Plumbing want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas with a very special thanks to those who have used our services this past year. Forget the political ills of the country. Remember the one born in Bethlehem on Christmas. Trust in him and we will have a better future. After Christmas, the New Year is not far behind, so when plumbing problems arise, and they will, we can help you. Please give us a call at 279-8919, 279-8919. Many of our customers think we provide the best service, so we let them be the judge. Those that haven't used our service, we would love to have you give us a try. Again, from Cole Plumbing, we hope everyone has a wonderful Christmas and a prosperous new year, and don't forget the reason for the season.
With as much waste as your business generates, it's important to know where it's all going to go. With Alabama Dumpster Service, it goes right into that familiar red dumpster or roll-off container, delivered straight to you. As we celebrate our 20th year, our customers know they can count on friendly customer service and reliable, competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster Service, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
Is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Looking for the perfect present? Then head to the perfect place. Stop by your neighborhood Ace and find the best gifts from brands like Steel, Eagle, and Milwaukee, or Traeger, Weber, and Yeti. And to help make sure your gifts are under your tree on time, you can shop in-store, online, or on the Ace app. Pick up in-store, curbside, or get them delivered. Get amazing deals on the best gifts when you wrap it in red at Ace. At participating stores.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
Hey, this is Mike from Owens Optical in Eastbrook. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 10 years now, and doing so has dramatically increased our business. The sales and production staff are some of the best I've ever worked with. Thanks, Blue Water, for all you do for us.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have showers coming back into our forecast, but not right away. I think today is a dry day and also a milder day with a high temperature in the upper 50s to around 60. Tonight, if you have evening plans, I think you're all right, but the chance of showers returns in the overnight hours and at least through the morning and midday hours on Friday, showers are likely. Low tonight, 50. Tomorrow's high, 61. So we are getting a little milder. That's good news. And we have a storm-free weekend forecast. Lots of cool sunshine with highs in the 50s and lows in the 30s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Okay, boys and girls, Mortgage Corporation South, we didn't get just John Williams. We got John and Ashley on the phone today. We got the gift card giveaway to Jason S. winner. Jason, I forgot to, hopefully Joey told you that you got to call in and tell us what you do with your gift card. Absolutely. So Mortgage Corporation South, you heard him talk about my friend, listener David. They're helping him out. I knew they would. And he's got an unusual situation. He's self-employed. And a big bank, and I mean a big bank here in Montgomery, they have been messing around with him for months, and they just can't get it done. I had that same problem years ago, which is why I stopped going to a big bank, by the way. They just couldn't get it done. You know, that's a problem. They have no urgency because you're a little fish, and what you want to do is be at Mortgage Corporation South where you are somebody and your fish status is bigger. So call John Williams or Ashley if you're self-employed, 567-9000, 567-9000, Mortgage Corporation South, NMLS number 232-876, Equal Housing Lender. Let's go to John, the bartender. John, you're in one of my favorite occupations.
Most certainly.
How are you?
It's good
good to hear your voice, man. I've been hopping around this country ever since that oil spill from Florida. But I remember the first time I called you, I was calling about how I lived in Tallahassee and I was doing work in Alabama. I'm a carpenter as well.
Yeah, I remember, and you were talking about trying to apply for unemployment, right?
No, I was talking about, this is years ago, maybe 6 years ago, I was talking about how silly to get a LLC in three different states when you live near the borders.
Ah, okay.
You said that I sounded like a tea partier.
Was that right?
Oh, yes, most certainly so, and I was just kind of calling in to reminisce, but I'd rather talk about how I think that we actually snuck ourselves a president in, didn't we?
That,
you know, Donald Trump is pretty much a tea partier.
Yeah, well, he certainly is a anti-establishment, non-institutional, break the mold and let's see what happens kind of guy.
I would like to see more people after this election's all over. We could all form the party a little bit harder. Everyone in Wetumpka's done such a great job in Wetumpka, and I'm in New Orleans now.
How's NO doing?
I'll tell you, it is awesome. NOLA is an amazing place. It is the new Wild West. There's really absolutely no law enforcement here at all. It is it's so corrupt, and the DAs are crazy. The sheriff, the police department is just an incredibly interesting place. You really have to live on your wits and street smarts.
So what part of town do you live in?
I live in the Garden District. I live in a very nice, it's very nice. It's very nice. And I work at Antoine's restaurant. Antoine's.
You do?
The oldest family-owned restaurant.
Man, yeah, very top-rated restaurant. Yeah, Antoine's is great.
Yeah, we were in the Pompano, New York Times, or the Wall Street Journal last month.
One of my favorites, the Pompano and Pompliat.
Oh, my goodness, I want some. Mm-hmm.
That is, and let me tell you, it is one of the best things going. And what it is, folks, is pompano in a bag. And it's literally a brown paper bag that they cook the pompano in, bring it to your table, and they slice the bag open and pull it off to the side like a baked potato. It is unbelievable tasting.
We do it all. I really miss that butcher you have in Montgomery, though, that you used to give away steaks on prizes. That place was great.
Yeah.
I forget. I used to work at the East Side Grill, you know, and I did carpentry work. And then I worked at Carrabba's, and then I went to Santa Rosa Beach, and then Gatlinburg, and then Alpharetta, Georgia, another nice tea party town. And then you might have seen their rally the other day in Georgia.
I did.
That's incredible. That was wonderfully powerful, incredible. That was incredible. I wish I had been there.
Well, where are you calling from right now, John?
I'm at home. I'm actually building a gate for my landlord. We got trying to keep homeless people out of our backyards.
Oh, wow.
But otherwise, it's beautiful here. I have dogs and a fiance and having a great time. And I get sick of listening to Sean Hannity because he just repeats the same things over and over again. So I've been listening to Happy Hour and you and started calling in now.
Yeah, I was looking at New Orleans this morning, and when it was like 49 degrees, it was like 64 in New Orleans this morning.
Yeah, it was absolutely colder the past 2 days. Yeah, it's great, though. I'm from Montana, so I love it. Yeah. I got all the windows open.
There you go. Well, so how long are you going to be around?
Oh, I'm not going to go anywhere. I'm going to buy a property here. I'm probably going to look into farming. I want to farm lavender for my retirement. So I'm going to look into tax laws in Mississippi and Louisiana, perhaps Alabama. I don't know. I haven't done a whole lot of research on it yet. Texas might be another place to do it.
Well, I can tell you, if you want a positive tax state, Tennessee and Texas are two great choices. Florida is another good choice, with the exception of the property tax.
Most certainly, that is true. But I know that Louisiana, when I moved here, has the most debt of any state in the country, and I just thought that this would be a nice place to be where I could, I don't know, just be left alone and not be chased around by cops everywhere I go.
Well, we can arrange that if you like. I love New Orleans. And I've been going there since I was 16.
I came here since I was a Florida State student, and we used to come and drink underage in the French Quarter.
There you go. Exactly where you can do anything you want to in the French Quarter as long as you're doing it standing up.
I really think that it's really cool. The police here are actually really wonderful people on the street. They they don't sweat the small stuff, and you know, you can walk around with a drink in your hand as long as you're following pool deck rules with no glass.
Yeah,
you know,
it's a
wonderful place. You can just there's no paranoia, I guess how you explain it.
Well, and the police officers understand, particularly down in the quarter, what tourists mean to New Orleans. So they're not going to rough you up, but they are, if you're getting a little out of line, they'll try to get you back in line. But they'll tolerate an awful lot.
I think that there should be a conference here and there. I think that police officers from all over the country should come and do some ride-alongs and see how it's really done.
There you go, the Crescent City.
Hey, listen, I'm going to follow you some more. I would like people to subscribe to me. I'm John Weiland and John the Bartender on YouTube and Facebook. So find me and keep in touch. I could use some support with the Tea Party. Thank you.
John, great talking to you again. You take care down in Nome.
You got to love you.
Take care, brother.
Thanks.
Take it easy. See ya. Woo dat.
Woo dat. I love it. New Orleans really is a great place. That's where, who lived there? That's a friend of yours, Andy?
No, my dad lived there for a little while.
Oh, did he?
And then John Hales, Andy's son. They were both down there at the same time. And as I've said before, that town doesn't make any damn sense until you have three beers. And it's like, oh, it comes alive.
It makes perfect sense. This is a guy that wore a red dress.
Yeah, the red dress run for John's bachelor party down there. It was a lot of fun.
Al Maxwell and I and a lot of friends, when my friends would go to the beach, we'd get in the car and drive to New Orleans and do spring break in New Orleans. Then we'd come back and tell everybody the stories. Mm. Then they wanted to go too. And we had that place mapped out. Had it mapped out. There's a place called the Olivier House on Toulouse Street, 318 Toulouse Street. One half block to Bourbon. Greatest place is an old house that they turned into apartments that they turned into a hotel. So you can go back and get a two-bedroom apartment. Back then, this is the 70s, for $70 a night.
Wow.
Two-bedroom apartment with your own courtyard, and you get up in the morning, they'd have beignets and pastries and café au lait. It was great. And you could walk literally out the door and walk about 90 feet to Bourbon Street. And the Basin Street Blues, where blues started, is right across the street. Marie Antoinette's, which is a very famous bar down there. It's just a great place. Great food, great people, great music. You can't go wrong with that.
Absolutely.
But you have to have a cast iron stomach to do that. Okay, let's do this. Let's see where we're going here. We did Paula Reed. We did John Yeo. We did not, have not done Senator Kennedy.
Ah.
Senator Kennedy is going to be talking about whistleblowers and cases of fraud. Now, you remember how big the Dems were on whistleblowers, Vindman and all that kind of stuff? Now you've got whistleblowers talking about election and talking about Democrats. Oh, they don't like them at all. They think these people are anti-American and undemocratic. Listen to Senator Kennedy when he's asked about them.
First, by listening to this Pennsylvania whistleblower. He spoke on Hannity last night. This is Gregory Strenstrom. He describes what he says are irregularities. He says he witnessed them himself. Listen.
The USB sticks are used in the voting machines. They come out of the scanners and they're used to upload into computers at the counting center. That's how the precincts report in and the counts go up. So those USB sticks are all supposed to come back with the ballots, with the cartridge, with paper tapes by the election judges. They're all supposed to come into the voting center. What we found was a bunch of baggies that came in. The USB sticks and the paper tapes and the cartridges were all taken apart, commingled. It was a forensically destructive process.
A forensically destructive vote process he's describing there. He also told Sean, as a certified poll watcher in Delaware County, Senator, he witnessed at least 24 instances of USB drives being uploaded to computers in a Chester canvassing building without any outside oversight. What should be done with whistleblower complaints like his?
Well, they should be investigated. Let me make a couple of points, though, Sandra. First, let me state the obvious. Many Democrats, some Republicans, a lot of members of the media have their bowels in an uproar because the president refuses to concede and he's gone to court. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. This is America. I have an opinion, too, and here's mine. The president has every right to say, to offer his opinion about the election. Number two, he has every right to go to court and contest the results of the election. And you have every right to disagree. But that doesn't that doesn't degrade democracy. That elevates it. During the coronavirus, the world has become more authoritarian. Look at other countries. In other countries, when folks disagree with an election, they riot. We don't do that, or at least most of us don't. And we don't try to stage a coup. We go to court. And at some court point, these court cases will be over, and we'll have a declared winner, and I'll congratulate the winner. Number two, there's nothing inherently fraudulent about mail voting. But there's a lot more that can go wrong with mail voting than in-person voting. And that's one of the reasons people are skeptical about this election. We didn't have an election day like we're used to. We had an election month, and they're still counting in some places. And well, let me put it this way. I think this is how lots of Americans look at it. They think to themselves, if I won the Powerball, would I mail in my ticket to collect the money, or would I go in person? And I think the answer is obvious. They'd go in person. And I think we have to face that.
Man, he is
good. That's a great point. Let's go to the phones and go to Baby Ruth. Baby Ruth, how are you today?
Oh, all right, Dan. How are you doing?
I'm really good.
How was your appointment the other day? I know you went on the first.
The first appointment was good with Dr. Hudson. He referred me to an oral surgeon, and I did that Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And then I set an appointment for UAB on November the 11th, and I'm doing that. But then I'm doing a call with Dr. Chambers at MD Anderson, hopefully next Thursday.
Well, I'm praying for you, Dan, and you're doing good so far, and you're going to continue to be good.
Well, with your prayers, I will. With your prayers, I will.
Oh, absolutely. We're praying for our country as well, and it looks to me like the Supreme Court is favoring the churches because of the Constitution. They're upholding that.
They
so I'm
are.
Praying that the rest of it will come in place, and we'll keep our wonderful president in office.
And what she's talking about, audience, is that the Supreme Court is basically siding with the churches in the California case, but also there's a Colorado case that's out there. Because it really is stupid to say you can go to a strip club, but you can't go to church.
Right. Dan?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you put me on Sweet Creek, please?
Have you been to Google?
Oh, yeah, always.
Well, baby, Ruth, give me your month and day of birth.
7/7. You want the year?
Nope. I am smart. If I ask you the year of your birth, my mother would reach down from heaven and slap me in the head.
No, she wouldn't do that. You're a sweet guy. She wouldn't do that, do you?
Well, I've got your name. Right. When do we do the drawing?
On Friday at about 2:45 to 2:45. I'm hoping I'm in my car listening. I usually listen in my car right now. That's what I'm doing. So,
what's in the gift basket from Sweet Creek Farm Market?
It's supposed to be $60 and your choice of produce or vegetables.
$60 worth of anything you want to put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market.
That's right. That's right. And I can think of a lot of people I can bless with that stuff.
There you go.
It's Christmas time, so you're supposed to give, right?
Absolutely. Nothing. Let me tell you, giving people are reluctant givers. I would always work on the tithing for churches and the giving for churches. It was something I did with the philanthropic organization with Ameriprise. Once you exercise your gift giving muscle, you'll understand how great giving really is.
Absolutely. I know this sounds strange, but I'd rather give. I don't know why, but it's hard for me to receive gifts. I was brought up in a poor family of 11 children, and we never really got a lot, but we were thankful for what we got. So I'm really a giver more than I am a receiver. So.
Well,
it feels better.
Yeah, it's good. If you give, you will receive. I listened to a dear friend of mine, Moe Stewart, do a giving message at our church. And he said, you cannot outgive God, and God is the only thing that lets you work at a 90% commission.
That's right.
And so I started giving a lot more than I just, you know, with those stuff in the plate and that kind of stuff. I became a serious giver. That year that I did that, I had my best year to date with my financial practice. And
wow. It
has just been going ever since.
Well, you know, when years ago I got into a depression, I felt like, you know, that I was just all alone. And so I started giving, and I started seeing other people in worse situations.
There you go.
And God brought me out of the depression because I started giving my way out of it. And it was encouraging to see other people that when they received the gift I gave them, they didn't know that it was me giving it to them because it was kind of like a secret thing. And it made me feel good and picked up my spirit.
Oh, yeah.
Just to see the expression on their face when they opened up the gift.
Well, it's sharing. Baby Ruth, I'm sorry, I've got to go. I'm late out of this
okay. Break.
I really enjoyed my conversation with you. You're in for the drawing, okay?
Okay, get one. Stay well, okay?
Will do, my dear. Going to a break. JD coming back to you.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And
together, we would like to thank you. In 2019, we had the honor of assisting hundreds and hundreds of families with their mortgage needs, making us the number one lender in Alabama. We are number one because of you. You have been there with us since the very beginning, and we appreciate your loyal support.
Over the past 6 years, we have worked with many of you. You've sent us your friends, family, co-workers, and for that, we are eternally grateful. As a token of our appreciation, we are waiving the appraisal fee for all repeat customers. If you have ever purchased a home or refinanced a home with Alabama Home Mortgage, we encourage you to give us a call to see if you could save even more money today. Call us at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama now at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Joey, we're running out of show.
I know.
Guess what tomorrow is, though?
Friday!
TGIF edition of the Dan Morris Show. Drawing for the Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket. Santa is going to be there at Sweet Creek on Saturday. Take the chillin' down there and the grand chillin'. Let's go to the phones and go to JD. JD, how are you?
Hey.
Pretty good. I know you're up against the wall. I'll make it short and sweet.
You're good for time.
Have you, or, and this question is for you and Joey, have you and or Joey seen the video of this infamous black table that appeared in Georgia that four suitcases of ballots came out of after they cleared the room?
We have not seen it. We've heard about it.
I watched the video with my own two eyes. It's very interesting. When y'all get a chance to see that video, I'd love to hear y'all's take on it.
We'll do. We'll look at it tonight.
All right. Well, hey, I'll let y'all run. Y'all have a wonderful show.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was able to look, like, real quick on my phone on Twitter, but I need to put it on a TV and actually watch what's going on. But it does appear they have it, you know, it's like a closed-circuit television, closed-circuit surveillance.
What city are we in?
Atlanta. And they tell people to leave, and that's documented. They told people to leave at 10:30-something. Four people stay behind, and all of a sudden they pull out these suitcases.
You remember I told you, my guy said there are cameras all over the place in there. And that's what one of the first things he said, we're gonna be able to see some stuff out of that thing. That's interesting.
Right, and as you brought up with Nevada, Nevada. Where they can pull a sample of the envelopes, right, and do signature matching. I believe they also did that in Arizona, and they had pretty stunning numbers come from that.
Did you say stunning?
Yeah, but it's all baseless, and, you know.
Yeah, so Paula Reed says.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, we are at cut one on Kennedy, so let's do cut two. How long should Trump keep this up fighting?
I hear you saying that the president's got the constitutional right to continue with this battle, and he made that case in his 45-minute Facebook video that he posted yesterday. He suggested it may be the most important speech of his presidency. How far do you want him to go with this? I mean, we're already, Senator, looking at December 3rd, 2020. How far do you want him to push?
Well, it's up to the president. I will add this, since I'm offering my opinion. Mayor Giuliani would not be my first choice to lead this fight. I'm not saying he's not a good lawyer. He obviously is. But this is an area of the law that's very esoteric, election law, and I would try to get attorneys involved who understand the election codes in various states, because as I understand the president's case, he's not trying not just to demonstrate fraud, but he's trying to say that it's so prevalent that it affected the results of the election. But to answer, that's all a long-winded answer. To answer your original question, should fraud be investigated? The short answer is yes.
Okay.
The long answer is hell yeah.
Don't you love this guy? Don't you love this guy? I want to fit one other guy in here. Johnny Caldwell, very sharp young black man that is on Fox, and he does a good job. This guy is very thoughtful, and I've gone to Fox Nation and seen some of his stuff, seen some of his writings on the Fox News website. He's going to be talking about the Dems moving too far left.
Barack Obama joins the chorus of moderate Democrats criticizing the defund the police movement as politically damaging. But progressive Democrats are firing back. So can President-elect Joe Biden stand up to the pressure? Joining us now, Fox News political analyst Gianna Caldwell. So we have every single member of the progressive squad criticizing President Obama on Twitter. You have Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez saying in part, it wasn't until they said defund that comfortable people started paying attention to brutality. Ilhan Omar, it's not a slogan, but a policy demand. So they are still very clearly energized behind this movement. What does that tell you about their future potential relationship with Joe Biden?
I mean, they were clear. Bernie Sanders had an entire Skype call with members of the squad, and he said, hey, we're going to push Joe Biden as far to the left as possible. You're not giving up. And that's where the infighting within the Democratic Party begins and continues. People have been saying, especially around the defund the police motto, is it really defund the police or reimagine police or transfer funds from the police? No, they really want the police defunded, which scares a lot of people, especially in the suburbs. So former President Obama was absolutely correct. And I think that's part of the reason why you saw the GOP pick up so many seats in the House of Representatives. You've seen so many GOP women win this past election cycle. And I think if they continue with the shenanigans, that's why you